Good morning. Welcome to the Thursday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. It's good to be back in consistent internet and to be able to share again this morning. This week we're looking at understanding the times. And I want to do a little brief recap. Of the last 2 days that I wasn't able to do a broadcast, I did post the printed part of it online, but we've been looking at understanding the times, and we began Monday with a time of refreshing, and so I guess it was kind of fitting that the last couple days I was able to do some of that, not quite in the context of the devotion we shared, but the refreshing was still good. But Tuesday, the focus was on a time to do good. And I looked at God's word that says to not become weary in doing good, for in due time you will reap a harvest. And oftentimes we like the idea of a time for harvest. But God tells us that now is the time for doing good. And He's got the time for harvest scheduled. And it will not be missed. And so to make the most of that time to do good. Yesterday, the focus was on a time for peace. And looked at scripture out of 2 Thessalonians where God says, "Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times and in every way. The Lord be with you." And as much turmoil as we experience in life, as we see and hear around us in this world and the communities we live in, God wants you to know that now is a time of peace. Now is a time for peace. And that in Christ you can have peace. It says in every way, at all times. Not simply when things are going like you want them to, not when you're in agreement with everybody, not when everyone's in agreement with you. But when you're in agreement with God, you can experience that time for peace, which is now. Today's focus is a time for learning. This verse, I kind of went back and forth. But I really think the focus on it is in the learning aspect. I could have focused on a time for teaching. But the passage out of Hebrews chapter 5, verse 12, says, "In fact, though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you the elementary truths of God's word all over again. You need milk, not solid food." This really wasn't a verse that the writer of Hebrews was commending the people on where they were at, but rather giving them instruction. And even though they had been in relationship with Christ long enough that they should have gotten the foundational truths and been able to teach, the writer comes and says, now is a time for learning. You're not ready. You're not ready for solid food. You're not living a solid grasp on the elementary truths of God's Word. And so it's a time for learning. You see, God's desire is that we grow in relationship with Him. We grow in our understanding of Him through His Word. And that we live with a firm grasp on the teachings of His Word, so that we can teach others. But we're not able to teach until we experience and live that time of learning. Frankly, it's a time that never expires, at least not while we live on this earth. The time of learning is now. And regardless of where you're at in your walk with Christ, to learn the truths of God's Word. Not what people say about God's Word. Not what you believe about God's Word. Not what you want God's Word to say. But to dig into what He does say. We're pretty good as human beings at redefining God's Word to fit us. In the beginning, God created mankind in His image, and it's almost as if mankind has been trying to return the favor, so to speak, and throughout history has been creating God in our image. And so often we hear and maybe even say, well, the God I know wouldn't do that. Well, do you say that because it's something you're in disagreement with, or do you say that because God's Word is in disagreement with it? Most often I hear it's because we don't like the truth of God's Word. And so we try to explain it away. We try to make it mean something different than what it says. When God calls something sin and says that we need to repent of it, we need to turn away from it, we need to stop, He means it. It wasn't that it was sin 1,000 years ago, but it's okay now because we're more evolved, we're more understanding, we're more enlightened. No. God's Word is truth. And the same truth that God uttered in the beginning is true now. And so today, as you consider where you're at in life, consider it a time for learning, so that you can share with others accurately. The Bible talks about a good student of God's Word who's able to accurately handle or accurately divide the Word of truth. That we know it, we understand it, and we accept it, believe it, live by it. You see, memorizing Scripture is really of little value if we're not willing to live it. James says we need to not simply be hearers of the Word, but doers of what it says. That's the fruit of this time of learning. As the writer of Hebrews wrote to his audience, they evidently had heard the elementary truths of God's Word, but they really didn't learn it. They didn't put it into practice. And so he says it's time to learn again. To go back to that milk. Even though chronologically you ought to be ready for solid food. And so spend time today with God. In His Word. For the purpose of learning, of putting into practice the things that His Word says. As we spend time praying today, I would encourage you to do a careful examination. How much of God's Word are you living? Or do you just take it in and hear it and let it pass through? The true learning says, I'm doing something with what I've heard. And I'm doing something appropriate with what I've heard. And make today a day of learning. A day that God's Word is living and active in your life and produces much fruit. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. And Your love for us has always called us to Yourself in a way that we would learn and grow. And Father, even when we reach a point where we ought to be able to teach, your love and compassion continually draws us to yourself to learn. So Father, today help us to gaze into your word for the purpose of learning, of not just hearing, but of putting into practice the things that your word tells us. Father, forgive us for the times where we've tried to create you in our image, where we've made you less than who you are. And help us to grasp the elementary truths of the foundation of your word, of you being God, of you being the one that says what's right and wrong, of you meaning what you say throughout all time. Father, forgive us for the times where we reinterpret your word, where we make it say something different because we don't like the application that is there. We don't like the judgment that comes upon us. May we recognize sin and righteousness in the context of who you are. May your word shine that light in our life so that we would repent and turn from sin of all kinds. That we would no longer make excuses for any of our sin. Father, as we take in the milk of your word, may we readily learn so that we would be prepared to teach, to share with others the good news of Jesus. Father, today as we spend time learning from your word, may we learn of Jesus and his example that has called us to serve people, to love people, to care for the needs of others. God, today as we learn, may we lift up Jesus in everything that we learn and everything that we share and in every way that we teach, so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Thursday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.